Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time.
What is it you want to do when you grow up?
Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me. So a quick one today. It's just an immediate post-game reaction to Ole Miss's loss to Georgia in Athens. So immediately went live with the live chat after the game to do about 20 minutes or so of post-game reaction. So I'm going to bring that to you here right now. But first, I want to tell you that my name is Michael Borky, but I invite you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to this one. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe instead of listening on the website. We appreciate you listening on the website, but pull out your phone and your favorite podcast app and listen from there. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. That's the website if your Mississippi business is in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is. If it's tech, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, absms.com is the website. Don't forget to tell them I sent you. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. With 16 locations here in Mississippi, there's likely one near you. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Their online banking platform is perfect. You just need an internet connection, and you can do everything that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, here's the live chat now, post-game Ole Miss Georgia, and I am up way too late, and I'm going to go to bed. But here's that live chat now. Appreciate you guys being here. We'll talk baseball tomorrow after the baseball game. But in the meantime, here's your post-game reaction show for basketball. So we're here. We're live. Let's talk some basketball. And so Ole Miss loses to Georgia 69-66, the final score in Athens. And I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way now. So everything that follows this statement needs to be understood that this statement is reality. If Matt Morrell is healthy, I think Ole Miss wins the basketball game tonight. And first of all, you hope that he's okay. I mean, so left the studio, went with Little Man to go get some food. And so I had to listen to the first few minutes of the game on the radio, and David Kellum like kind of hesitated explaining what was going on, but then had to finally say, hey, like he went to a trash can and he was throwing up, and so don't know what his status is, but clearly that happened and we saw it, so I'm going to tell you that that's what happened. So you hope he's okay. Number one, I mean, him a few minutes into a basketball game vomiting and then not returning is, it was concerning. You feel for him, so I hope he's okay. I do think that if he's there, Ole Miss wins. I mean, you don't want to guarantee things like that because of the game would have played out differently. And so, whatever. Point is, I think Ole Miss wins if Matt Morrell is healthy. And so everything that follows that statement needs to be with the understanding that that statement is true. If he doesn't get sick, hope he's okay, they win the game. But they did not. And the story of the night, again tonight, is something that's kind of plagued this team as of late. They are a really bad rebounding team. They gave up 13 offensive rebounds. They had 11 on their own, but they gave up 13 offensive rebounds to Georgia. And they were costly ones as well. I mean, it's a Georgia team that didn't really play particularly well tonight. They're not a great offensive basketball team, although backdoor cuts just were a mystery for Ole Miss tonight, as it kind of tends to be. I mean, Georgia shot 19% from three. They only made 4 3-point shots and only 44% from the field. But when they're able to rebound misses and turn them into easy looks, that's what happened. So offensive rebounding, again, was an issue in key spots for Ole Miss. But the offense was stagnant. And that's something that we've talked about for quite some time. I mean, it's been an issue for weeks now. This team, for whatever reason, the ball so often will just stick with one guy. And yes, again, Matt Morrell was not available for the overwhelming majority of this game. How many minutes did he actually play tonight? 2 minutes before he was done for the night. So that bears repeating. But I don't think that it's necessarily true that the offense tonight is a product of just the players aren't good enough. I frankly don't really buy that that is the only reason why offense looks like it does for Ole Miss. They take too many contested two-point jumpers after an offensive possession with no ball movement. It does not require talent to have ball movement, set screens, and get yourself better looks. Now, yes, there is an offensive talent deficiency on this team. They don't get really anything out of their bigs at all from a production standpoint. They don't have great ball handlers, especially with Morrell out. I mean, ball handling's an issue. I understand all of those things are true, but I do think that the lack of ball movement, the ball sticking with one guy too much, Chris Beard has talked about that before, the possessions that are very little, if any, passes, a lot of isolation with guys that are not good at handling the basketball. I mean, I feel like I'm a broken record at this point, but there are things that they did poorly tonight that are not just, well, they lack talent. There are things that they do poorly that they could do better, even if there's not an extra ounce of basketball talent. It was a frustrating offensive night to watch, understanding that Matt Morrell wasn't there, but they do a lot of things poorly offensively, and they have for some time. I mean, again, the high volume of contested two-point shots after an offensive possession that has very little player or ball movement is not going to win you basketball games on the road that you desperately need. And that is what led to that issue for them tonight. Murray and Brakefield both had 19. Alan Flanagan had 11 off the bench, but he was 1 of 8 from the field. Did make 9 of his 10 free throws, though. And here's another thing. Here's another issue with Ole Miss. They took 12 free throws. 10 of them were one guy. Jamin Brakefield took 2 free throws. Brandon Murray did not take a single one. Jalen Murray had 21 shot attempts, did not get to the free throw line tonight. So these isolation contested long twos that they took so often tonight did not lead to getting to the foul line, where they have been quite good this year. So they have to win the SEC tournament to make the NCAA tournament. That is very unlikely to happen. So all in all, their hopes at the NCAA tournament have deceased tonight with the loss to Georgia. So we would have baseball to talk about as well, but that got moved, even though I guess it stopped raining in Oxford. And they it stopped raining in Oxford, and the weather was clear all night here in the capital city for Southern Miss Mississippi State. And then they had a rain delay, and that game is tied in the 6th. So when we're done here, we're going to be done shortly. I've got to go watch that myself. But anyway, so we'll get to your comments now. I appreciate you guys being here late. And I've been doing more thinking about kind of the future of this channel. And I think the way we ended it last time is probably the direction we're going to go. But more on that maybe Thursday. So anyway, in the meantime, let's get to your comments. What did you think about the game tonight? Let's be honest, they weren't making the tournament anyways, but this is a rather disappointing way to end their chances. Another one says that was pathetic. Yeah, just did not play their best ball tonight. I know Matt Morrell wasn't there. I'm going to keep using that caveat because, again, let's see, who was it on Twitter? Because I agree with him. Nick on Twitter, I think he's right. I mean, if Matt Morrell's not sick, Ole Miss wins, and we're talking about an opportunity on Saturday. But absent Morrell, they did not play well enough to win. They didn't. And, you know, they got a lot out of this team. Chris Beard got a lot out of this team. I think they still could have made some improvements with the way that they go about their offense, but they very clearly have a talent ceiling, and that was kind of on display tonight. Georgia's best player was a Beard guy. Surprised he didn't get him to Ole Miss. What's the chances of Beard going to Louisville? I appreciate you being here. I'm not going to do that tonight. We'll do that later on after the season ends. We're not going to do that tonight. So the big picture questions is what should be talked about now. Absolutely. Especially they're going to have to maximize in the portal because the high school class is tiny, and understandably so. But now work needs to be done. Work needs to be done. I mean, they need to get shooters. That is something that they really need, is consistent shooters and a ball handler or two. And then obviously a big that can give them literally anything from an offensive perspective. Quite frankly, this team was pretty soft. They were soft. I mean, just got out physicaled so often. And that was a big part of their rebounding issue. Just not a particularly tough, physically tough team, it seems. At least on the block, they weren't. Do we have to talk basketball? Not much longer. Not much longer. Thank you so much for the super chat, my friend. I appreciate you. Really appreciate you. But not for much longer. It'll be all baseball and spring football from here on out. Did Ole Miss falter down the stretch of the season, or did SEC play just show who they really were all along? And he got a response to that. You think it was a combination of both? They definitely played better in the first half of the SEC schedule. Yeah, I do think there's some truth to both. I think that they did not play as well as they could have down the stretch, but also, I mean, they ran into Auburn and had to go to Mississippi State and had to go to South Carolina, and South Carolina came back to their place, et cetera, et cetera. So the schedule did get tougher. There's no doubt about it. But I think that, you know, people have brought up that they just might be tired. When they were maximizing their potential, maybe it kind of wore on them. I don't know if that's true or not. I think that, you know, scouting reports get out and Jalen Murray stopped scoring at a high volume, and things just kind of caught up to him. So we could talk about Dune too. I have not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So I have not read the books, and Dune 1 really just went way over my head because they were making references to things that I was completely unaware of, but I loved it still. This is simple. If you can't score, then you don't win. Absolutely. And yes, thank you for the super chat. The Pelicans scored 139 points tonight. So yeah, when you score, you win. Defense wins championships is an old adage, and it's old for a reason, because you can play quality defense, but if you can't put the ball in the basket, it simply does not at all matter. It doesn't at all. So, and again, thank you very much for your super chat. Thank you. Knock on wood, we're going to go to the Monster Truck Show in Biloxi next week, and that's going to blow that dude's mind because he loves monster trucks, and he has no idea that we're going to go next weekend. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for the super chats. That's the kind of stuff I get to do because of them. So thank you. If you think back, the season swung in the Auburn and South Carolina road games after the state win. Those two, you think, cost Ole Miss all their momentum and confidence, especially the way that South Carolina game ended, for sure. It's going to be a mostly different roster next year. You don't think Beard bolts after one season, but you could easily be wrong. It's almost a full roster flip, almost. I guess you could. Does Matt Morrell have another year left? Because somebody mentioned that to me earlier, and I let's see. He is a senior, but he did play in the 2020 season. I guess he would have a COVID year. Wonder if the collective can convince him to stay. Whether anyone cares or not, they probably have to beat A&M to host an NIT game in the Pavilion. I think that would be a big deal. Big is a relative term. I do think that would be a good thing, a good forward step in year one of the program to have an NIT game that would be well attended and locally would get a lot of interest. So that would be something. It would be noteworthy for sure. I mean, it's like when you get a new football coach after years in the gutter and they go to the Liberty Bowl or whatever in year one. Nobody really cares about the Liberty Bowl, but after being as bad as you've been for so long, getting to the Liberty Bowl would be like a great accomplishment, and the fans locally would celebrate. that would be a similar phenomenon. The Ole Miss basketball program has been just in a cellar for a few years now, and really unexciting. And that has changed this year. Despite the faltering down the stretch, that has changed this year. You can see forward progress, to use a football term, I suppose. And so that being the cap of this season would be a successful one. It sucks how the season's ended, but you can't tell me you wouldn't have signed up for this before the season. Yes, absolutely. I think I said it last time I talked to you guys, I think, that regardless of the results of the final two games, I mean, it's March 5th, and they had a meaningful game that the fan base was locked in on. That is what the expectation should have been in October, and they have met those expectations. So, yeah, hold on one second. Sorry. Anyway, you mean the dude took over a team with two SEC basketball players, really just one, and had 4 months to flip a roster? You're satisfied. They overachieved massively. This team is actually terrible, and they found a way to win 20 games. Still has a chance to go to 21 as well. So, Morrell's a legitimately really good player. You'd like to see him have success after college playing. He's got a chance. I mean, I certainly think that somebody will put him on their G League roster. And, you know, from there, you're an injury away from getting called up to the real NBA. So, I do think that there's a domestic professional future for Matt Morrell. I don't think he's going to get drafted. He might. I don't think so. But I certainly believe that somebody will have him on a G League squad, and he will get an opportunity to play his way up a level for sure. So Beard is not going to Louisville. Yeah, we'll see. I, you know, as I've said to you guys before, no reason to talk about that until we have a reason to talk about that, if that makes sense. Weren't expecting the tourney at all. You thought with all the pieces, they would still find themselves in the wrong end of the bubble, and now they've fallen off. South Carolina can win the SEC regular season with a win tomorrow over Tennessee. That is wild. Yes, and they were picked to finish last in the SEC, weren't they? Amazing. For some reason, though, I don't think South Carolina is going to make a deep tournament run. Where and when is the Monster Truck Rally? Biloxi on next Saturday. Next Saturday in Biloxi. I cannot wait. We're going to wake up early, get down there, go to the aquarium that they built down there, get some lunch, and then go see some monster trucks. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. And that's not like monster, like that's not really my thing. I didn't really enjoy it as a kid, but I know that this kid is going to just like his, I don't know if I'm going to be able to contain him, how excited he'll be to see it. So that's, I can't wait. Anyway, Florida took it to Bama tonight. Kind of expected that. The Gators are dangerous. Yes, they are. If Bama can't shoot the lights out, they are in serious trouble. No doubt about that. So anyway, this is going to be a quick one just because it's late and things like that. So again, I appreciate you guys being here. Again, Ole Miss loses 69-66. Some spring practice dates came out, and we'll talk about this more on Thursday, actually. I want to talk about it more on Thursday with the regular time and things like that, because it's not a big deal, so I'm going to kind of rant about something that's really not that big of a deal at the end of the day. But I do think Ole Miss is swinging and missing on something when it comes to what they are going to do this year with spring practice. So I'll tell you about that more coming up later. Again, not really that big of a deal, but I do think that they are, they shouldn't do it the way they're doing it. And I'll explain why coming up later. So I appreciate you guys very, very much. Please like the video, all that. And I'll talk to you again Thursday, 8 o'clock. We will be actually on time. There's no basketball interrupting it. Thursday, 8 o'clock. I'll see you guys then. You guys, actually I'll read one more message. Because, Jack, you're right. Center was the biggest hole in this team this year, without a doubt, when many people thought it would be a great strength. Offensively, they could not provide. They couldn't give anything offensively. And when you're struggling shooting and when your best outside threat is unavailable, not having somebody that you can go to on the block to get you a bucket is a real problem. So, but can't fix that until you can add via transfer portal. So we'll see if they can do it. Thank you, guys. I'll see you on the next one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.